This is GQDN for Wednesday, February 26th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Very delicious stuff. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we might have a drip session. You'll get it. Nikon Connect has been announced, and Sonic Rumble is now on the way. But we begin today with a game that has been canceled, and it comes to us from both Pure Xbox and PushSquare.com because it is Wonder Woman that has been canceled by Warner Brothers. Now, PushSquare did say that it was both gorgeous and expansive, because they got to take a look at the game itself. And that was from the Twitter user Gail Simone. And she said, quote, "It was beautiful to look at. I'm not going to give details for a number of reasons, but every effort was made to make this not just a great game, but a great Wonder Woman game. A showpiece epic," end quote. Then she went on to praise the studio, and she acknowledged the programmers, artists, designers, and everyone else, because she said that the end product would have been perfect. So why was it canceled? Pure Xbox did say that Wonder Woman has been in development for quite a few years now, and Warner Brothers San Diego, or just Warner Brothers, did say that Multiverses was one of the first closures for the video games. So Kotaku did get the statement on why the closure did happen. Quote, "We've had to make every difficult decision, or some very difficult decisions, to structure our development studios and investments around building the best games possible with our key franchises, Harry Potter, Mortal Kombat, DC, and Game of Thrones. After careful consideration, we're closing three of our development studios, Monolith Productions, Player First Games, and Warner Brothers Games San Diego. This is a strategic change in direction and not a reflection of these teams or the talent that exists within them. The development of Monolith's Wonder Woman video game will not move forward. Our hope was to give players and fans the highest quality experience possible for the iconic character, and unfortunately, this is no longer possible within our strategic priorities. This is another tough decision, as we recognize Monolith's storied history of delivering epic fan experience through amazing games. We greatly admire the passion of the three teams and thank every employee for their contributions. As difficult as today is, we remain focused on and excited about getting back to producing high-quality games for our passionate fans and developed by our world-class studios and getting our games business back to profitability and growth in 2025 and beyond. Now we get to maybe some good news. How about that? Because if you are looking forward to a Nintendo Switch 2, the dock has been showcased from a known leaker. And there have been some new pictures about the dock. And that was shared online by Shangzhou Forums. And there you could look at the Fleming Boards Forums. So that way you could look at the new console dock. And it did highlight some of the changes over the current dock. And the new dock could have some air intake over the current model. Now, we'll know more about this on the April 2nd Nintendo Direct, but all will be good, one would think. We shall see. Now, PushSquare.com did say that Xbox wants to reach more people because there'll be more Xbox franchises to release on PlayStation. And that was according to the first party boss, Craig Duncan, who was on the Xbox official podcast, which I will listen to it there this weekend. But he did say, quote, "It's good for gamers and it's good for our studios. Our studios make amazing games and we want to give those games a chance to reach the broadcast audience possible. I just think it's good for gamers to have our games to reach more places," end quote. We shall see what happens there, of course. Now we're still talking about PlayStation, because the wishlist feature was finally fixed on the PlayStation app. This comes to us from PlayStationLifestyle.com. So if you have the PlayStation app, just know that the PlayStation Store wish list has been fixed. Now the PlayStation Store sale is live, and it does bring some discounts on thousands of items, of course. And if you're using the PlayStation app, the PlayStation Store's wish list notifications was non-functional. So if players added a game to their wish list, they'd have to manually check if the game was a discount on the new sale on the wish list now. But that changed this morning because when the PlayStation Store Dilemma promotion did start rolling out on the PlayStation app, there were a few notifications if you have a wish list on the PlayStation app. So if you're looking for games for sale and it's on your wish list, you can find them now. Maybe you can find some wish lists for any games that could be announced on NanCon. Komatsu.com did say that NanCon Connect 2025 is set for March 6th, and NanCon will be on at March 6th, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and you'll be able to watch it on YouTube and Twitch. And I'll have some game announcements and some never-seen-before videos, so there'll be some good stuff there. Now, we know that they're not going to be talking about Pokemon, because Eurogamer.net did say that there's some Pokemon Go leaks for the next season. And the next season will be named Might and Mastery, and the focus will be on the legendary Kung Fu Bear, Kubfu, direct quote from Eurogamer. And all the app files were spotted by Pokeminers. That would include the banner art that would have a pair of fists on it. And on the banner, there's a split black-blue design. And that's why people think that Urshifu could be one of the Pokemon in the game that's coming in for the next season. Now, those two were originally introduced in the Isle of Armor, which was the first expansion to Generation 8 games in the Pokemon Sword and Shield. So they'd be coming into Pokemon Go for Season 2. Next three are going to be fast. GameSpot said that Sonic Rumble will be coming out Spring 2025 after a delay. So if you saw the YouTube, you know what's coming. And that'll be for iOS and Android, as well as PC via Steam. So Sonic Rumble's coming. And GameSpot also said that Xbox Update will add some more titles to cloud gaming, along with some support. Now, we already talked about six of those games. But just in case, here's the full list. The first set will be the recently added games: Blasphemous 2, Kingdom Come Deliverance 2, Slime Rancher 2, Subnautica, Subnautica Below Zero, The Talos Principle 2, Tomb Raider 4 through 6 Remastered. These titles now have some streaming support: Atomic Heart, Cult of the Land, Hotline Miami, Killer Frequency, Neva, Overcooked All You Can Eat, Phantom Breaker, Battlegrounds Ultimate, Serious Sam Collection, Shebang, Worms Armageddon Anniversary Edition. Those games are coming. They're getting some help. But you won't need help with this. You're going to have some fun if you're a WoW player, because VGC 24/7 said that these new cars that are coming in are going to have some drift effects. Yes, I said it. Drifting is coming to World of Warcraft, and that is Undermine. Go have fun, people. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2025. All rights are reserved. I always say go have fun. We'll see you tomorrow.